How is the potion coming along, love? Let me take a look. And a taste. Yes, that's almost done. You remember, don't you? 2 drops of... Very good. You listen well, darling. Here, let me remove the flame so that you may complete it.
Ab intra, ab extra, a capite et carsem, da Deus fortunae.
Ah, marvelous, marvelous. It is perfect. Oh, my love, you are learning so quickly. You may not be magic, but you are quite the chemist. No, it is nothing like cooking. Don't be silly. Now, quickly, transfer this to the vial before it begins to cool. I need to set up preparations for our next spell. Raining again. The village will be happy. Oh. Well, of course I don't. But the village matters to you, so it matters to me in that regard. And my word is my bond, so it is important to me that the spells I cast are successful. If a witch does not work her magics as promised, then what good is she to anyone? The spells have no value if you cannot trust them. And so I, too, must be trustworthy. You are still so curious about the village. I wonder, do you miss it? Of course not. And the spell. You are too enraptured by me to even think of it. To really think at all. Oh, it is nothing. Just a fleeting notion. Give no more thought to it, my love. It will pass. Now how can I be thoughtful with you kissing me like that? Oh, but your lips. Those are the real magics here. God, my darling boy, I could get lost in you. So perfect, so kind, so ravishing. Well, I was going to suggest that we forage for more supplies, but with the weather as it is, we ought to wait a time. Yes, I could in the rain if I so wished. But it isn't good for the balance of things to change the weather every other day as you see fit. Even in magics, especially there, you must take heed of the natural order and seek to disturb it as little as possible. There can be repercussions. Of what sort? Terrible winds? Storms that leave nothing but destruction in their wake? Fires that raise towns to nothing but ash and ruin? Nothing I have been personally responsible for, thank the gods, but I have borne witness to. Magics are granted to us as a gift by the divine, and if those gifts are abused, the divine may seek retribution. So yes, let's end the rain, shall we? No, I do not mind staying inside for a while. There is always work to be done. We may do that later, yes, but I was thinking of something more substantial. Not that that isn't quite substantial as it is. But I have been mulling over something for the past few weeks. Something that I haven't seen done before, but that I think might make all the difference in your help here. But then I speak of not upsetting the balance, so I wonder. Yes. Yes, that might work. It does involve you, since you are wondering. All of my life involves you now, sweetness, but this more than anything. I don't want to promise you something that I may not be able to deliver. I do not want to get your hopes up for nothing. All right, I will tell you. But you must promise me that you will not hold me to this if it does not work as I wish it to. Do you swear it? Yes, I do mean it. I know that you love me with all of your heart and soul, but you are still human with hopes and dreams and expectations, and I do not want to be the one responsible for crushing those. Well, you have been forewarned, so I will tell you my ideas. You have been creating potions for me for quite a time now. You have gotten very good at it, very quickly. But the one thing that you cannot do for me is the most important thing. The spells. Magics, as I have said, are bestowed upon a witch at birth, a gift from divinity itself. And so it leaves me to wonder if that gift could be shared. Do not smile like that. It is only a thought or a plan that may not work, not even in the slightest. That may actually fail in a spectacular fashion that leaves us both regretting even the notion of it. Yes, wary. That expression is much more fitting. I was speaking of balance, and so it struck me that while I cannot imbue another soul with magics if they were not born of it, perhaps I could lend some of mine to you. Create a spell that allows a temporary transfer for part of my magics to flow through you, for you to empower the words of my gift through your lips. As you may recall, the potions that I create, that you create with me, are something for the magics to bond with. They act as a medium with which to transfer this spell to the host body, assuming that the host has a body. Different spells require different mediums. Some potions end up thin, others viscous. Some must be put in a powder or in food. Some weaker ones may even work with words alone. The air you breathe acting as the medium. Do you understand? I need to create a medium that I could use to bind with the proper spell. Creating the spell is a much simpler thing than creating the potion. I would need a very special medium for what would be a very powerful spell. The transfer of magical energy. If it has been done before, I have not heard of it. I do not know how a mortal body would handle such a thing, to be honest. I do not worry about myself, no, but I love you even more for thinking of it. I have been alive so long, my power is so great, that lending you just a taste, I hardly think that I would feel it. But your body, even under my protection, is still a fragile thing. It was not made to hold magic, so how am I to know that you wouldn't break apart in the attempt to contain it within yourself? But if I were to do a protection spell first, and then the transfer, I would like to work on this with you, if you're interested. I will never do anything to put your life in danger, even if you asked of it. That is the one thing I would not do for you. So trust me when I say that I will not prepare this spell if I do not think that it is safe. While I may be able to return a soul from the realm of the dead, and I have done it once before, I will never do so. Not again. Not after what happened. I do not wish to speak of it. I am sorry. It is still difficult. Perhaps one day, but for now, my apprentice, my love, my soul, work with me. I have many supplies for us here. I was thinking we could start with that protection spell, one of the stronger ones. I have one that I created for a king many years past. He lived through his own beheading, if you would believe. At least the first few attempts. And then we may start with work on the transfer spell, and the medium for it. I have a few ideas, starting with smaller transfers, working slowly, safely, I insist on it. Yes? Wonderful. It is settled then. Come and stoke the fire with me, and then we will get to work. This will be the greatest test that I have ever endured. And you, my love, if I have my way, you will become magics. You will see as I see, and it will be glorious.